Live the No Nonsense Zone, the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Greer. I'm America's voice, an America First guy. And let's be clear about this. I'm going to be here calling balls and strikes, not making you feel good, so hope you're ready for it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, in the western United States, Colorado River rights are being snapped up by New York City investors. Why? Well, they see clear as day what that water is going to be worth going forward. Number two, Ron DeSantis deflects attacks from the former President Donald Trump as former governor and United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley tested GOP waters for president as well. And number three, the FBI back searching for classified documents floating around in Joe Biden's orbit again Wednesday. This time, they went to his Rehoboth Beach property in Delaware, a vacation home. No telling what the whole truth is yet because we never get it. It's always behind the curtain and the smokescreen. What we do know is this. They took at least three more handwritten notebooks that the president apparently kept. They say they found no documents, but they took the notebooks, which raises the easy and obvious question, why? The only reason that could make sense, of course, is if those notebooks had references to classified materials as indicated from previous notebooks seized at other places. That's right, those classified materials and references, whether that material's in his possession or not. The takeaway is that Joe Biden is in real political and legal peril. And the reason reaches far beyond the notebooks or the old classified documents. What has actually happened here is that a Pandora's box has been opened into the entire ecosystem that is the Biden family and all of its secrets, financial, personal, political. First, you go back to Hunter's laptop that the lapdogs of the media tried to bury over and over again. Today, the snow job is continuing and the cover-up continues as well. Jonathan Turley says the gross mishandling of classified documents by Joe Biden is, in his estimation, criminal. Here's how he weighed in. Here's what he said. Listen.
You don't have to really go thumbing through the code to realize that storing classified material next to your Corvette would be viewed as gross mishandling. Obviously, the prosecutors look at the sensitivity of material, the existence of evidence of intent or knowledge. But keep in mind, these have been out there for as many as 14 or more years. And so even if you didn't know that they were packed or shipped to your location, any knowledge during that period is going to show intent to retain those documents. And so this is still a very serious question. And I think that the Department of Justice is going to be in a tough position now because of how it's handled this. The White House is in a free fall. I mean, they've adopted a position of not answering questions that is neither legally nor practically sustainable. I think the most dangerous spot in Washington today is any point between Ron Klain and the door.
Yeah, the most dangerous place to be between Ron Klain and the door is Ron sprints for the exit, which he did yesterday. We'll get to that. The national news lapdogs of the Democrats have finally decided it's time to pee on the floor. They've had it. And this was before the beach house got raided. No kidding. Yeah, they've had it all they can. They're sick and tired of all the stonewalling, the nonsense, the deflecting, the refusal to answer questions of any substance whatsoever. Here's part of what I mean. Take a look.
On November 2nd was when this all started, this entire ordeal. Roughly 10 documents were found in the Penn Biden Center when President Biden's lawyers were packing things up. They alerted the National Archives. National Archives alerted the Department of Justice, and we now know that the Department of Justice took this seriously enough to have the FBI go in and search.
We keep hearing about transparency, but then you hear stories like this, so it does raise even more questions. Did the FBI find anything else, and what does it mean?
That's what we don't know. We don't know if they found anything else. They may have found items that were classified or not classified, because remember, any records from a vice president or president should all be at the National Archives. They should not be anywhere else. And surely if they're classified, they should not be in a non-secured, non-governmental facility. So we're still working this story to see what they may have found there.
Yeah. Should not have been where they are. And that's the point. And as Jonathan Turley pointed out, I've been dragged around for 14 years, 15, who knows how long. And if you've got these notebooks, you see, and you're making notes, it means that you know that you've got it, that you intend to keep it, that you're not going to follow the rules or the law. It's all quite obvious that this is the intent, right? But the White House has a very different opinion of what it means to be transparent, apparently, especially when it comes to Joe Biden's growing classified document crisis, and it grows by the day. What does transparency mean to the White House? Because they talk about it all the time, but they demonstrate it pretty much never. Listen.
Documents were found. This is consistent, I think, with the president from the very beginning of having total cooperation with this department as it goes through this ongoing investigation, and that will continue. So I'm happy to take some questions. Mary?
You're disclosing this search, but you did not disclose that the FBI also searched the president's former private office here in Washington. Do the American people have a right to know about that?
Yeah, I think we've been pretty transparent from the very beginning with providing information as it occurs throughout this process. You know, we have released probably thousands of words of statements from the president's personal attorney and the White House counsel's office about the process that has been undertaken here, that process that has been fully coordinated with the Justice Department as they conduct an ongoing investigation. And we want to be very careful to be respectful of the integrity of that ongoing investigation. And so I think that it's important to understand that as these things develop and as information develops throughout an investigation, we're trying to get you guys access to as much information as we can.
We're trying to get you guys as much information as we can, which includes no information at all. We want to tell you everything by telling you nothing. We want to be completely open by hiding completely. I mean, come on. They have no intention of being transparent or open or honest. They celebrated, they pushed for a special counsel because that way they could hide behind the special counsel, which they can drag out for months, maybe years. Drag this out for as long as possible. It's the stall dance. That's all this is. It's a stall dance. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah. And as far as telling the truth about how many locations have been searched and what is going on, Ian Sams continues to stonewall with all relevant questions on that as well. Listen.
Has the FBI conducted any searches of any other locations associated with the president that you or the White House is aware of?
Look, I think we're providing information as this goes on and answering questions about the search activities as they've been happening. I don't want to speak too much to the DOJ's practices in an ongoing investigation. I can say, you know, that we have cooperated fully. The president's personal attorneys have provided information to DOJ. We've addressed openly and directly the searches that were conducted first at the president's Wilmington residence and then today at the Rehoboth residence.
Yeah, there it is. We want to talk about how many places he's been without talking about it or telling you anything. Anything. Yeah. Ian Sams there for the White House. Transparency? What transparency? There isn't any at all. None whatsoever. But we're going to continue with this because this is where they are. They've gotten themselves into the quicksand. They're tangled up in the spider web. And they don't know quite what to do. This is a White House that is not on message. This is a White House that has been off kilter for 2 weeks now, unable to find its footing on this matter, and they continue to have more problems as more searches continue, more materials are found, more problems pop up, and more deflections are given to the media. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.